Yeah, the videos, it'll be like telling a Reddit story, and over it or under it is like Subway Surfers.
What?
You know the game?
I know the game, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's like Temple Run, but on a subway. Yeah. If for some reason this stops recording, I'll just put that just there.
Subway Surfers?
Yeah, Subway Surfers. Right?
That's... Just put Temple Run instead.
Ah, no, people don't watch Temple Run.
All
right. Everybody loves Subway Surfers, dude. That's like the thing now, man.
Are we recording? Are we live?
Oh, yeah, we've been recording.
All right, we're live now?
Oh, yeah, we're live and in color. My pants are on. His pants are off. Don't watch the video to look.
Yep.
Yes, welcome back to the world's most erotic drifting podcast.
This is episode 3?
It's not, actually.
It isn't?
No, because last week the episode comes out before this, which the one we're going to record after this.
Okay.
Does that confuse you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. This is episode 4.
This will be episode 4.
Where we're just going to have a chat.
Yeah, we're just going to talk a little bit.
This might be a short one.
We're not going to introduce me yet still. You know who I am, so
yeah.
We won't talk about my...
He smells funny and...
I actually showered today, so I smell good.
He smells funnily good.
All right, what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. My name is Joshua Leatherbarrow. I am the host of this shit show. And my co-host...
I am Austin Fay. I am the co-host of this shit show. Yeah.
Let's talk about the name of this podcast real quick.
Okay.
Because...
Sloppy Steaks?
Because the name of it currently is Dangerous Nights, comma, a drifting podcast. But you didn't know that.
They didn't.
Yes. We are the Dangerous Nights Drift Crew. I'm leaving that in.
That we are.
We were established...
Technically last year, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Last year. It's kind of started with me and you.
Yeah, basically me and you. It's kind of been an idea we've had thrown around for a couple of years now since we've become friends.
Yeah, as soon as we started like going to events together.
Yeah, helping out with the Pro-Am stuff. And then you put me on to one of the greatest shows in the history of TV shows. And that's kind of where the name came from.
If you haven't seen the TV show, I think you should leave.
With Tim Robinson.
With Tim Robinson, which we're going to get to him in a minute also.
We need him as a guest on here.
It is the most unhinged, stupid, but funny show. It's like sketch comedy. They have a bunch of like really famous people.
They do, yes.
Like Andy Samberg's in a few of them. And like, it's good. And there's this episode.
It's very dry humor though. And a lot of people don't like dry humor. But
yeah, but
we
so
do.
What?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, there's this episode where he's at a baby's birthday party. And there's like a 2-second part of this clip where he's talking to the baby's mother or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this dude was on my Dangerous Nights crew.
The bowling team.
He's like, we went out for wings one time. And after that, it's like, that's our name, dude.
Can you edit? When you do the edit, can you, like, put that clip in?
No, because it's copyrighted. Oh, and I also don't know how.
Man, that'd have been so, like, a picture in picture.
Yeah, it would have been cool. But, like, because of that show,
that's where Dangerous Nights came from.
There's a part in a flashback. It's my fan on the computer.
Oh, okay.
There's this flashback where he's like at a restaurant eating a steak, and then he just dumps a cup of water.
Big old cup of water.
Big old sloppy steaks.
Sloppy steaks. The waiters, they tried to stop him, but they couldn't. They couldn't stop him in time. He was dumping the water.
Yeah, they can't stop
out.
You from ordering a big old steak and a glass of water.
Big old glass of water, just dumping it on there.
In the comments, I'll mention what episode that is and what season, but you need to see it.
Check it out.
It's stupid.
Make sure you got a box of tissues with you because you'll probably cry from laughing so hard.
It's on Netflix. I know this show isn't about TV and all that jazz.
Yeah,
but
that's where our name originated. So if anyone was curious, the Dangerous Nights crew.
Have you seen the trailer for his new movie?
His movie?
Yeah, with Paul Rudd.
Oh, no. I have not.
Where they like become best friends.
I love Paul Rudd, too.
And, like, Tim Robinson, I think, becomes a little too clingy.
Yeah.
To the point where he tries to murder him. Paul Rudd.
What's the other show that he has after...
Detroiters.
The Detroiters, yeah, there we go. That's a,
I couldn't.
I see, I liked it.
I watched it a little bit of it.
It was different, but it was...
We're rambling, but, yeah. Like, Tim Robinson is hilarious. Yeah. Even his, like, Saturday Night Live stuff.
I was going to say, if he does, like, if he ever came to town for, like, a stand-up, I'm
definitely going.
For sure.
Even, like, God, this sounds terrible, but, like, that, his, like, partner that in Detroiters,
yeah.
that black dude,
yeah.
who's also in...
He's in, I Think You Should Leave.
You Should Leave. That dude's hilarious, too. Yeah, they're
both good. I can't think of that dude's name. He's in other stuff, but...
For some reason, dude, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. But,
we don't know your name, but you'll never watch this, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be tagging Tim Robinson now in the comments. Yeah. Tim.
Tim, they said good things and bad things about your friend. It's like,
All right, so what are we talking about tonight besides Tim Robinson and some sloppy steaks?
I mean, we can... I guess we talked a little bit about... Let's keep talking about us, because we're the most important thing.
Yes, we are.
Before we get to the... Tonight's topics. We didn't sync the audio.
We did
the video, which is going to be a little bit of a bear to edit, but whatever.
That's all right. We got time.
We can do it at the end. Sync it at the end and go back, dude.
Oh, there you go.
Nice call. Sorry, I'm leaving that in. I don't know what I'm doing with this stuff.
We're still learning. This is only episode 4, which technically it's actually only episode 3, but...
Yeah, like all this media stuff that I'm trying, like, I am not trained in any of this.
Yeah, no, none of us.
I am winging it.
We turn wrenches.
Yeah, like, I am ASC Master Certified, and I can whip a mean ratchet.
Yep.
But
I can throw a ratchet through a windshield.
Yeah, like, taking photos and, like, video and, like, all this stuff, like, I don't, no clue what I'm doing.
This is different. It's new. Like, see, we have a massive cords here, so...
Yeah, like, if there's an easier way to do this, I don't know it.
This is the easiest way for us right now.
For us right now, because it's, like, portable. Because in the future, we won't be in this little room right here.
No, we won't. We'll have a pod room somewhere.
Hopefully. Hey, if you download this enough and we can make a couple dollars on this, we can...
Just, like, $2 or $3. That's all we need to get a room set up.
Yeah. And so stupid. But yeah, we'll have a podcast studio someday, even if it's going to be in Adam's trailer for a bunch of this.
Oh yeah, this summer a lot of them will be in Adam's trailer.
Because we're taking this on the road, and like, dudes, we meet...
Does he have a Kenda banner?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to ask him. I'm just thinking of ideas for inside of his trailer when we do pods.
Don't worry about that yet. Let's not tell the viewers of
our plans.
Our plans for the future. Adam can talk about his Kenda stuff also.
Should we shout out some merch that we're rocking today?
No.
No?
No, because they don't exist anymore.
Oh, they don't. That's true. Well, Squiggly does, but...
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I love Squiggly. Justin, if you're watching, if you do watch this, hi. We love you.
We're only mentioning it because we can tag you in it.
Yes, we can.
We're terrible people, but we love you.
We won't tag you in it.
No, you're a collaborator when I post this clip. Oh,
hell yeah. Hell
he's
yeah.
He's going to be so confused. Like they mentioned me for 4 seconds.
What's going on?
How dare they? Let's get into topic number one.
All right, topic one.
I
should
have wrote these down, but I only have the notes for the next one.
That's all right. We only got 2 topics. This is going to be not a long episode, but...
It might be.
I mean...
You never know.
Depends.
Let's go with sim stuff right now.
Sim stuff.
And how much I hate
sim drifting. I was going to say, this will be good, because you hate sim stuff, and I haven't played it as much in this off season as I have the last two, but... I can say that the sim drifting helps.
Like before we even like get into this, I understand it's a training tool.
It is now.
And like I understand you can get in for a couple bucks or you could spend the house on it.
You could most definitely spend a small cut fortune.
They got them like seats that like move and
stuff. The full like the ones we've seen at PRI and shit.
You hit a tree and like you actually get a concussion like, kind of ones.
Rip the fucking steering wheel out of your hands kind of ones. Yeah.
But my background on this is I bought a belt drive wheel.
Oh, belt drive. That was your first mistake.
I know, but
gear driven is the worst, but
I think
I don't think at the time they even had direct drive, did they? Like if they did, they were fucking buco bucks though.
This was two winters ago. And I bought a setup. I bought, like, the seat. And I bought a handbrake. And, like, downloaded a setup. did all the mods. I couldn't tell you what car pack I was using or whatever.
Probably like, gravy or something.
I tried that, like,
I don't like
the big cars. Mod packs, and then I tried pro cars.
Crazy, can't do those. Like,
I did tried the Big Duck Club ones.
Yes, I have a couple of the BDC Dude, cars. Like, they're not easy to drive.
I'm, like, babying this thing, and I'm backwards.
I almost had to, like, down. The couple of pro cars that I've driven, like, I've had to, like, almost put them in a higher gear because, like, third gear, fourth gear, they make too much power, and it's just, it's crazy.
I don't know, even with, like, the low horsepower cars, I'm, like, it's, like, feathering the throttle, or, like, I'm standing on the brakes.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely it's a learning curve, I guess.
Do you have a direct drive wheel?
No, so I do have a belt-driven wheel, but I have one of the better belt-driven wheels of...
Which one's that?
Club Sport, Fanatec Club Sport. Version 2, I think, or 2.5. I don't remember exactly which one.
Because at the Big Indian in their lounge, they have a direct drive one, right?
Yes, yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's a
direct drive. I tried that, and even that I can't do,
See, but dude. That's the other thing, too, is, like, the direct drives, there's so many different companies that make them now, and, like, they're all different. Like, everyone is different. I don't want to say everyone, but, like, there's so many different ones now that I'm sure that they all don't perform the same way.
Yeah, but, like, it's also, like, you're driving a different car.
Oh, for sure. It's not, and that's the thing, too, is, like, if you're driving just a basic sim setup with no, like, moving seat and stuff, going from a regular car, if you've driven and drifted in a car before and have never driven on a sim, and coming from that to going to a sim, it's not going to feel normal to you because you don't have any of the feedback that you would have in a normal car. You don't have any of that feel of your ass in the seat, of the car moving and the sounds, like... I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's different.
And my thing with the sim stuff is, like, the rewards there of, like, drifting and, like, drifting the track.
Oh, right.
The rewards there, but the punishment isn't.
Oh, I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Let's say I'm following someone or something, and I hit them.
And you just reset and go back to pits, right?
Yeah, so what? Right. Like, oops.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you 100%.
And then go back.
I try not to do that stuff. Like, when I'm playing in the lobby with people or whatever, like, I'll try to run as best I can without hitting anybody, obviously. But if I do and, like, go crazy and crash or whatever, I'll just try to get out of the way instead of going back to pits, like, just like you would in a normal scenario. Like, you're not going to learn that stuff if you don't practice it. Yeah. In real life or even on the sim. Like, I'm not saying the sim is 100% accurate, because it's not. But you have to put yourself in them scenarios because if you don't do it in real life, when it happens in real life, you're going to be like, what the fuck do I do? And then you're going to wreck your buddy's shit and he's going to be mad at you for the weekend.
Yeah. I think, like, if you were to start with sim drifting, then, like, you're going to learn basic car control.
Oh, yeah. It's all muscle memory. It's getting used to putting the wheel where it needs to be at the right time and hitting the brakes and throttle input, and that stuff will translate to a full-size regular car in real life. Like, I've watched countless videos on Facebook and Instagram of dudes that, and just, and then they're not going, and these people aren't going from fucking sim racing or sim rigs to pro-am cars. Like, most of these guys are going to shitbox E46s and 36s, so it's like they're driving cars on the game that are 300, 400, 500 horse, and then they're going to a 200 horsepower car in real life, and it translates. Like, they're able to go, I've watched plenty of guys that say they got 200-300 hours on sims and go out first time in a real drift car, which is just a bone stock E46 with a welded diff and some coilovers maybe, and they go and they link the whole course or wherever they are, you know, whatever the place is that they're at. First time they've ever been in a real car. Like, that right there is cool to me. Like, if you can go and you can do that after playing a game for a couple hundred hours, that's cool. Like, and at the same time, it doesn't even translate just to drifting. Like, there's so many other disciplines of motorsports that you can use sim stuff for.
Which, one thing I did learn from my time using the sim stuff is, like, active left foot braking.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, before, you on track, like, I didn't even care for left foot braking. I'll just use the handbrake.
Say,
it's right there.
I didn't the first 2 years of my driving. I don't think I left foot braked at all until I started learning how to do it on the sim. And then just this last season is when I actually started using it in car. Like,
Yeah, I started putting it into my comp run and like just settles the car and like
keeps the suspension from upsetting itself and
I know,
makes stuff the transition smoother and yeah.
It's dope and I mean yeah, that's cool. And when I did the sim stuff, I kind of mainly played by myself.
I think my phone sucked dick.
Hey, buy your own.
They're hurting my ears.
Yeah, we got a lot more of this to go.
I know.
Don't get sidetracked. I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do with like the sim stuff though. Like
oh yeah, you for can sure.
drive tracks that you will never ever.
Oh fuck drive no! In there's tracks that I'll never like. There's one that me and Marcus found that's a. Some dude's private track in the fucking hills of Japan or some shit. I don't quote me because I don't know if that's actually where it is. But there's some dude, some millionaire somewhere that has a private track around his house, and we found it. And Marcus found the link on a set, and we went and drove it. And it's fucking insane. Like I'd never be able to go there in real life. So to go drive it in any car I want on the sim, fuck yeah, I'll do that all day.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not when I'm doing it. I'm not having fun and like. When I'm drifting and I have, like, a bad lap, like, I'm still having fun.
Oh, I agree.
Except, like, I'm in my basement on the sim rig and I'm not outside in 110-degree weather.
Yep. And it could be snowing like it is all day today and you could be on it and not have to worry about being fucking cold or any of that bullshit.
And, like, I guess you can, like, talk to your homies while you're driving.
Yep, and yep. Bullshit about whatever. Like, I've done a couple of the online fucking comps on Assetto, just like the grassroots ones, and like you get 25 or 30 guys in a lobby and a bunch of people talking back and forth. It's cool. Like, it's just a good time.
Yeah, before like I came over here, like I watched an online comp just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
And like those dudes can like
some drive. Of them dudes get down. Fuck yeah. They
drive. Like,
yeah.
I get that it's a video game, but like the proximity from car to car and like they're just.
Some of those, like, see, and that's the thing, too, is, like, you watch some of these guys that's all they do is play on a sim. They've never driven a car IRL. And it's like, I want to see what some of these guys could do in a car in real life with what they can do on a sim. Like, not saying they're going to be great, but if they're that good on a sim, if it translates, they could be that good in real life. You know what I mean?
Which it will translate because our next conversation, that's Ben's background, which I'm not going to talk about it here because... If you watched last week's episode, you listened to this.
Yes,
you did. Or watched, or whatever, but...
Watched, listened, whatever you did, whatever you prefer.
So, yeah, I hate sim stuff. Austin believes in sim stuff. I thought we could get more out of that conversation, yeah. But...
It is what it is. Sim stuff, if you got the extra money to try it, try it. If you got a homie that's got a rig, go hop on it and try it.
And
some people don't like it, some people love it. Like I said, I'm a believer... I drove one season, not even a full season. I drove like three events my first year that I started driving, and I put my sim together that winter, and I drove like 200 hours over the course of the winter, came back the following year in a new car that I had never drifted before. First time out, went and linked the whole track at Erie, and I had never done that before. So,
like, I mean, it definitely helped you then.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, seat time... is seat time.
Yeah, no matter what it is. Like, yeah. And that's, again, it brings me back to the whole muscle memory thing. It's all knowing when to put gas to the car, when to use the brakes, when to turn the wheel, when to catch the wheel. Like, it's all repetition.
Yeah, I was also using this computer screen for everything. So it was a little bit laggy sometimes.
A little bit small.
Yeah, and it was, like, set to the side of me, so I was like... If you're watching, I was like this, head turned to the right, and like...
You're almost better off buying a fucking VR headset at that point.
Yeah, I don't think this thing could have ran it, though.
Probably not. Probably not.
It's an entry-level gaming
laptop. I was going to say, that's like the cheapest of cheap gaming computers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's still like $600.
I guess that's not horrible.
But 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Hey, man. Another thing I want to... chat about is how to get sponsorships.
Not easy.
Because it's terrible.
I myself don't know on the pro-am aspect of it, but I grew up racing four-wheelers, which Josh knows and some of the people that watch may know. And I did it with my father, and we did it on like a national level for 6-7 years. And as two guys that just work and race quads on the weekends, it's not cheap. So we would try to get sponsors any way we could. And at the end of the year, going through and cleaning the quad out the best it could and taking pictures of it and whatever pictures we had of the year before, you know, from that year, get them all together, and we would send a care package essentially to guys that we would want to sponsor us, and send them a couple pictures, maybe a plaque or something with our resume and what we had accomplished for the year, and that's about all you could do. And yeah. If they wanted to give you money or a gift card or buy you something, they would. If they didn't, they didn't. That's
now today's age with drifting. You have to build a sponsorship deck. And if you message me, I'll send you mine, and I'll send you some pro ones I found. But you need to be able to sell yourself.
You do. You are a business entity. Not even business entity. I'm trying to say, what's the word I'm looking for? You're a product at that point.
And if you think you're going to be like, hey, I'll post about you on my social media, your 1,000 followers mean absolutely nothing.
No, especially to a company that has, we'll just throw a random company out there, I don't know, Amsoil. And that's probably a horrible company to say, but they're a good company actually, because they do sponsor a lot of people in motorsport stuff. But you having 1,000 followers on your Instagram or whatever, and you sharing that you won the local fucking grassroots event at Big Indian, no offense, the Amsoil isn't going to fucking bat an eye at that. They're not going to think twice about that.
So selling yourself and exposure is not a good idea, because these brands can go just on Facebook and buy ads.
Oh, yeah.
And that $500 that they could give you, or that $1,000 they could give you, put that into ads. And instead of your engagement of 30 people liking your stuff,
they're going
to get 30,000. Yeah. It's a guess, but they're going to get 30,000 people guaranteed to see their ad.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're just...
They don't have to deal with you, and they don't have to...
They don't have to give you discounted shit and
they don't
worry
have to
about emailing free. You back. And
so exposure is a terrible idea. You need to let them know what you can do for them, because this sponsorship isn't just about you.
Right, you need to as well.
You need to sell their product. You need to push their product. Yep. You need to, let's say it's an energy drink or a drink, you need to be giving their stuff away.
Right, Rick. Say we'll say Renegade. If we use Renegade shit, which we're gonna try to, you got to pretty much you got to hand feed it to everybody that comes to your pit. You know, you got a fucking couple extra T-shirts, you give somebody a T-shirt. The word of mouth is how you're spreading your information, and the more people that know about you, and the more people that hear, everyone's gonna start talking.
And one thing that'll help with selling yourself is if there's a live stream that you're a part of, you need to find the numbers of people watching every single time.
Viewers numbers.
And let them know that 6,000 people are watching you every single event. You need to figure out how many people are at these events and how many people are spectating live at the track. And you need to
sell
yourself.
Yeah, viewers are a big thing. Like I said, you become a product at that point.
You're
advertising for a company. If you want them to sponsor you, you are becoming a tool of an advertisement for them.
And I get a lot of ads on Facebook that's like, oh, buy my book and this will help you get sponsors. And these people are just trying to sell you garbage.
Yep.
They'll be like, oh, we went to that one class at PRI.
Yeah, that guy talked for 45 minutes about his own book.
Yeah, and gave us zero information.
Didn't tell you anything about ways to try to help get yourself sponsors. Any ideas on resume, stuff like that? Nothing.
Yeah, all he said was build a deck, send it out, and...
Buy my book.
Buy his book, but...
All the information was in his book.
Yeah, I was going to buy it last year.
You were going to, I know.
But yeah, what you want to do is you build this deck that just lets them know who you are, your achievements, your plans, your car.
Yep.
And you're going to just cold send it to companies.
Yeah, just anybody and everybody. People that you don't even think that you would want to send it to them. Because the small people are probably the ones that are in the same boat that want exposure.
And all you're trying to do is get that email back.
Yep. One email back is all you need.
And then you start that conversation.
Yep.
Do not ask for stuff when you send your deck.
No.
First, they're going to see it and be like, nah.
No, he just wants free shit.
Yeah. They just want that discount code or whatever.
They want swag.
Yeah, they just want free stuff. And stop asking for stuff. Just stop.
These big companies, they have so much money tied up in, not even tied up, it's just so money. It's so much money that they have that they probably allot each year for merchandise, and they just give it away.
And advertising.
Yeah, well, yes. Right. And that's that's part of their advertising. I guarantee you their merch stuff, t-shirts, hats, stickers, koozies, whatever the fuck it may be. These guys like Amsoil again. You'll go to events and they'll hand boxes of stuff out to people, like t-shirts, whatever. The stupidest shit. Little fucking keychains, like all that little stuff. Little kids love that little knick-knacky shit like that.
Yep.
And
they're going to remember that forever.
Exactly. You take that shit, your kid takes that shit home with them, they're going to remember that until they're 16, 17, 18 years old, and they're old enough to start getting a car and driving and doing shit. And maybe they'll become a drifter, or they're going to drive a fucking race car of some sort. But that's just what I'm by point is, get your foot in the door.
Yes, you get that email back, and you just talk. Now this...
If you can't talk, you're fucking shit out of luck, I'm sorry. Because you got to be able to talk to people.
Yes, and that's my thing is I can't. I am terrible with it.
I used to be. I still feel like I am, but most people tell me that I'm not. I guess it's just now I'm more, I don't give a fuck, so like I'll just talk. But like you, I used to just be super, like if I met some, like the first couple of times that I saw you when I was at Erie, like I didn't say shit to you because I didn't want to know the fuck you're eating. Not that you like scared me or anything. It was just like, I don't know him. I'm not going to talk to him. He's got a cool car, but I'm not going to go talk to him.
But yeah, you just need to just talk to these people and let them know who you are, what you're about. Where you're going.
Right. What are you trying to do? Right. Yeah. Is it going to benefit them in any way? If it does benefit them a little bit, maybe they'll help you out a little bit.
And this is going to be hard to hear, but you being a nobody, they're going to offer you almost nothing.
Oh, yeah.
To put their logo on your car.
They're going to send you 4 stickers, 6x8 stickers, and tell you to stick them on the side of your car. And you're not going to want to stick them on the side of your car. You're going to want to put them on the window or something.
Well, let's talk about my sponsors real quick.
Okay.
Currently, I am sponsored by Full Lock Automotive and Repair, which is Vinny's company, who will be on the podcast eventually.
Vinny will be on soon.
And, he doesn't have a shop anymore. Love him to death, but, I'm going to keep it on there because I like the guy.
But, I was going to put it on my car this year just because, like, I don't care, even if it doesn't exist anymore. We're all a team, like...
Yes, and then...
It could exist again.
That was a bad example, but another sponsorship I have is Whale Prince.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company out in Buffalo, a good friend of mine,
good buddy.
Sergio, and he 3D prints stuff. And since
3D prints a lot of cool shit.
Since I have a higher following than he does, and he's a starting out company, we have an arrangement that anytime I get something from him, I... Share stuff, and I just get him followers.
Yep, it's as easy as that.
And that's our relationship, because I have a higher following than him. Like, I push his stuff to get him a higher following, and it's just that easy.
Right.
But then I have another sponsor, which is Nuke Performance.
Mm-hmm.
And
we love the guys from Nuke.
Yeah, and they got pro drivers and Driftmasters on their team. Yes, they do.
Driving
diesel
Mercedes wagons and they fuck. That thing is sick.
And all they do for me is give me a discount code. And yeah, that discount code kind of sucks.
Yeah, but
it helps. And
it helps. That extra 15% or 20% at the end of the year, if you sat down and added all your fucking expenses up, that shit helps.
Yeah, and I get a win. I share it, make them a collaborator. All their followers now start to see me.
Yep.
And then it helps me.
Yep.
Helps me
get a follower. You don't even have to get a win. You get a podium. You get a top 10. You know, you get a decent result that you share and they share it back. All it takes. Absolutely. It's just like that email. That's all it takes is you get one decent finish in some kind of event or something, and you share that and collaborate it with them, and they like it enough to reshare it on their story or whatever it is. That's your in right there, just like that email. All it takes is one time for them to share it, and they got 50 or 60 or 70,000 followers. However many they got, I don't know. Nuke's probably got 150,000, whatever.
They probably have a lot.
But that's my point. They share one time, and all their followers see it. That's all it takes. It takes 20 guys to see it. 20 out of their however many thousand followers that they have. And them 20 guys tell 20 guys, and them 20 guys tell 20 guys, and then next thing you know, you got 50 fucking people following you on Instagram that you don't know who they are, but...
Yeah, they like your car, they like the company that shared you, and you got followers you didn't have for a four-second post.
Right.
So, in that case, like, you're using the company to gain a following yourself.
Right, but it's a one hand washes the other kind of deal.
Yes, it's a partnership that you're going to have. And, like, yeah, you could, like, get a lot of these sponsors. Like, you could get for every single part, but then you're just crowding up your car with these companies who, they don't really care about you.
Nope. They're just...
So, for these ones, I like to keep it down to, like, two or three, just because I don't want to crowd my car, but, like...
At the end of the day, you got to get as many as you can, especially if you're trying to do pro-am stuff. Like any kind of big, big money stuff like that, you got to have backing. You got to have someone to help you because unless you got deep pockets, you ain't doing it on your own.
Yeah, and like you get these partners early on, and year one, you don't win anything. Cool. Yep. Year two with these companies, you get a win, and they're like, hey, like this person isn't terrible.
Right, they're starting to get a little better.
Like, maybe we should invest a little. Mm-hmm. Then year three, you come home with a series win, and like, yo, like, this person's serious and can drive.
Right.
Maybe we should start pumping money into this person.
Yep.
So.
Sponsors.
Pick your battles.
Fucking sponsors.
Man. Now there's another sponsor that I just picked up, which is more like a, I don't even know how to say it. It's a incentive kind of sponsor where I win, they give me free stuff.
Okay.
Which you can put up the Renegade bottle.
Or like a bonus, yeah.
Now I put stickers on my car of Renegade. I run their fuel, which
they make all sorts of shit. This is just a fuel additive, but
yeah, I'm gonna run their fuel anyway.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
It's good stuff.
And it's not very expensive compared to what you would want to use anyway. So
yep. So I'm gonna run Renegade fuel and I get a podium. I get money off fuel, dude.
Yep.
I'm getting free fuel.
Free fuel.
And, like, that's the kind of sponsorship I want.
Fuck yeah. Shit that you want sponsors that are going to help you.
That pay you back.
Right. That pay you back in the long run. Shit that you, what's the word I'm looking for? Not expendable. But stuff that you're going to spend money on anyway, that you have to spend money on, if you can get someone to sponsor you that stuff, like tires, like fuel, oil, shit that's going to be use throughout a season,
which
that shit saves you money.
I'm gonna shout out a company that I'm not sponsored with anymore, but Tire Streets. They have this program anybody can sign up.
The driver program, yeah.
Driver program. They give you
off. You the don't grit. Even have to be a pro am driver, right? You can do. You could be a weekend grassroots drifter. Yeah. Just
They start you off with a wicked discount on tires.
Yep.
All you need to do is buy
20%, isn't it? Or some shit? 25% or something?
Yeah, you got to buy like 10 to get the 20% discount normally.
Yeah, you got to have a bulk minimum. It's a minimum bulk order of 10
or something. Yeah, but you get two or four on the program and you get that percentage off.
Yep.
Not only that, your podium, free tires.
Yep, they give you a free set. Podium, you get a pair. If you win, you get four, right?
I don't know. I didn't sign up with them again.
I didn't. I was going to do it, but I'm not going to drive much probably this year, so.
That's okay, but now my reason for not signing up for them is my own thing.
Yeah.
I want to try their tires. Their tires, they last pretty long.
They do.
Unless you're hammering on them.
Unless your car makes 1,000 horsepower and you burn through them in two laps, but...
Yeah, but...
We don't have that issue here.
Almost. But yeah, there's now sponsorships that'll give you free stuff if you don't suck. And then...
Yeah, not saying that you could be a fucking... a natural and go out and fucking wax the competition and they could be like, oh wow, this guy's fucking the next James Dean. We're gonna fucking throw the checkbook at him. That could happen. I'm not saying it's gonna, but it could.
Now another type of sponsorship that, like, you want a couple bucks quick? Just go local, dude.
Yep.
There's a bunch of businesses that just will give you 50, 100 bucks. Yep.
Maybe they'll let you use their tire machine if you don't have
one. Not even that. Like, you want...
Or the mount tires.
Go to your local, like, Allstate or...
Oh, yeah.
Like, a local pizzeria. Yep. Like, they got a couple bucks set aside for advertising. Mm-hmm. And why
those are the kind of sponsorships that all the guys, when I grew up watching dirt car stuff, that's all the kind of sponsors those guys had. Local pizza joints, local repair shops, insurance agencies, whatever it is. Them kind of, exactly, those kind of people, they want free not necessarily free advertisement, but a couple hundred bucks of them ain't nothing for a car or whatever it is that's going to be two or three different states at four or five different tracks or facilities.
Yeah, because their thing is like, we could sponsor you, or we could sponsor a driver. Like, we could sponsor a little league team. Or
right.
They have the money that they're going to give out. It's like, why can't they give it to you?
Right.
Okay. Sponsors. Now, you get your sponsors. You drive for the year. You need to email these people at the end of the year.
Yep. Got to tell them. You got to let them know what you did.
I don't care if your car broke every single round, every event, every time you looked at it. You need to let them know what's going on.
Because if you just go ghost, they're just going
to
assume.
And they're not going to continue with you next year.
They're just going to assume you want nothing to do with them. Their 15% that they gave you wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you just need to let them know that how well you did.
How well you didn't do.
The highs, the lows. Yep,
all of it.
How their stuff helped you.
What your plans are for next year.
Yeah, and then you can continue by just being like, hey, like, I want to continue with you if you had a good year.
Yep. And
I need a couple dollars from you.
Yeah, even if you didn't have a good year.
I need that brand new angle kit or something. Just...
that Alibaba angle kit.
You just need to work it out. And, but you got to contact them. It's very important.
Stay in contact, people. It's the only way.
We're going to take a moment real quick and we'll be right back. We took a moment to decide what we're going to talk about next because I have no notes on this episode. Which.
Just kind of a filler episode, really.
Yeah, but that's okay.
And we wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
We wanted to hold hands after we're done.
One thing I want to bring up is the plans for our drift team.
Okay.
And I'd like to just give back.
Yeah, I agree.
Which the plan since the beginning is to raise money for companies that we believe in.
Yep.
With drifting, I make enough money to support myself. And the guys on the team mostly do.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do it like Josh and Adam do. I'm not in it for the pro-am stuff. I'm there to help them guys as much as they need the help. I just like going and driving, drifting, killing some tires, hanging out with the homies.
I need to get back on it. And what I want to do is we're going to sell merchandise, we're going to sell stickers, and every dollar raised, we're going to give it to something that means something to us. Yeah. Like
some kind of charity or whatever it is. We're going to figure something out.
We're going to do a team shirt, and every dollar is going to go to something we agree on.
So when we're going to do a couple different team shirts, I think.
Yeah, if we do a shirt about Adam or a shirt about me,
yep,
all that money from those shirts is going to go to something Adam cares about, something I care about.
Adam's will be something with animals.
Yes, because he has a few of them.
He has a couple. If you didn't know, Adam, we're talking about you here for a second, but Adam has a couple pigs. They live in the house, and they are fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. And then, we're trying to run an event this year. And
we will run an event this year. Whether it's at Big Indian or wherever, we'll find a place, but we're running something this year.
Every dollar from that event, we want to give back. And,
we playing games.
There's just things I care about that, I want to give to and I want to help out. Yep. And, I don't need
this money. Ever expect to be a millionaire or anything like that. So whatever I can give back while I'm here, I'm going to.
Same thing with this podcast. After my money I put in is recuperated, let's give some shit away.
I'm down for that.
Let's give some money away.
Yeah, we'll give merch away. We'll give whatever.
Well,
What do you guys want for giveaways? We'll give some shit away. You guys want like broken pieces of cars or like used tires?
Yeah, you guys want to take my old tires? You guys
want used tires?
I'll sign them.
Yeah, well, Josh and Adam will sign them for you guys.
Yeah, and we'll even give you money to take them.
Yeah, like $4 a tire.
Oh, whoa. All
right, that's a little high. Sorry, that's like two.
What it costs?
Like
dude.
Two a tire. Sorry.
Oh yeah. Man, we didn't have much to talk about this episode. That's okay, though.
It's all right. If anybody's wondering, I'm just drinking tea. It's nothing crazy.
I don't think anybody cares.
Someone probably was wondering what I had in my cup here. I had a Code Red last time.
Oh.
So they could see what I was drinking.
Besides that, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, we're not taking this seriously.
Like, I honestly probably won't drive a whole lot this year, just for personal reasons and, you know, life and shit, but I'm going to be at a lot of events. I'll be helping out with Josh and Adam at all the Pro-Am stuff that they do. Hill Fest when we go to that. LS Fest when we go to that. The Gambler stuff if we end up hitting one of those.
Yeah, the Pro-Am series, obviously.
At Pro-Am at Lake Erie, yep.
Which I'm thinking about doing Hyperfest because there's some tickets left still. And we're just
We're just trying to have fun. Get the podcast out. Let people watch it. I mean, we're just trying to have other people enjoy the stuff that we enjoy. Like,
yeah.
Like, if people say, like, if we got a couple hundred views on these videos and listens, and people just listening just to enjoy what we're talking about, cool. That's,
yeah, all I want to do is make drifting easier to understand for people and
right.
easier to do. And I just want people to enjoy drifting more because this is my life.
This literally is our life. I mean, I have a couple other hobbies, but this is it.
All right, well, we'll end it on that note.
That was it for episode 4. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Catch us at episode 5. We're not sure what it'll be yet. Episode 5 is going to have a guest again.
Yeah.
We're going to have a guest on episode 5. We're not sure.
I think it might be Joe Brown.
Okay. We might have Joe Brown from Hostile Drift Team.
It's Drift Crew.
Oh, Hostile Drift Crew. I apologize.
You can't say it wrong. They get mad.
I apologize.
They're not listening to us.
They don't care. But they might when Joe's on. They might watch Joe's episode.
That'll be a good one because Joe has no filter. Joe does not care.
We love Joe.
We're going to get down to the nitty gritty. Can't go one without pressing the button.
No, I was just going to say, we didn't press the button one time the whole episode.
Let's hit him with another one.
All right. Boom. And on that note, we will end episode 4.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We are the Dangerous Nights Drift Crew. This is the Dangerous Nights podcast, drifting podcast.
Dangerous Nights, a drifting podcast.
Oh, a drifting podcast. Yes. I'll get it one of these days.
You don't have to.
We'll try to link. I'll have Josh try to link our Instagrams in the bio.
I probably won't.
He probably won't, but...
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Washing? Yeah, thanks for washing.
Thanks for washing your ass. your ass if you're not. Wash it.
Actually, listen to this while you're in the shower or something.
Yeah, listen to this. I listen to it at work. Like, I'm on the podcast, but I've listened to all the episodes that we've recorded while I'm at work.
Yeah.
Put them on the fucking radio, walk around. Even the guys I work with, they listen to it. They don't mind it.
They don't have a choice at that point.
Yeah, they don't. I control the radio at work. I'm literally the only one, so.
But yes, thanks for watching. I am Joshua Leatherbarrow, and I have a podcast.
And a small shoe size. I'm Austin Fay. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Peace out, ninjas. That's so stupid.